Okay, we're starting with the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph. From the top of the Daf, it says, "Minigtani Seifa Chayev Shemamin Rabbi Yudi." Since the end of the Seifa says that you're going to be Chayev, that if you're Kechasal Hashemin or Psila Aner or anything like that, you're going to be Chayev, that must be Rabbi Yehuda. Right, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says Malacha Shenitzricha Legufa, Malacha that you don't mean to do for the actual Malacha itself, you're still Chayef for Reisha Mayaskinan, a Sikna. So what's the Reisha talking about? If you're going to say it's a Cholishesh Bosakana that you're turning off the light because of a Chola, right? So Motumi Vailai. So if it's somebody who's Mamish in total danger, then it shouldn't be Potter, it should be Motor, Viva Cholishesh Bosakana. But if it's somebody who's not in danger, Chayef Chatas Mi Vailai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're Chayef Chatas. How could you say Potter? So we say, really, we're talking about a chola that's yesh posakana, very, very dangerous. But didn't you listen to Motor? And it should say Motor. I did by Lemis and Sefer Chai, because the Sefer said Chai, Tananami Risha Potter. Risha said Potter. But really, it should be Motor. But Rabbi Yoshia says, if it's for a chola that's sleeping, then you shouldn't extinguish it, being Kava, Potter of a Lasser. But if you extinguish it, it's Potter of a Lasser. So wait a second, if we're talking about a chola sheish posakana, how could that be Potter of a Lasser? It should be Motor completely. So he, Bechola sheim posakana, Rabbi Shimon. That's a different story. That's chola sheim posakana. And it's Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Yuda would say you're Chayiv. Okay. So two dots. Shoshel zula ilam eratanchon de bein nevi. Maul lechabos botzina de nura mekame be'isha b'shabbos. This question was asked in front of eratanchon from nevi, navoi, I don't know, whatever it is. Can you extinguish a flame in front of a sick person on Shabbos? Pasuk Omar, he got up and he said in agadato, Ant Shlomo anchochaz ansuchla nuscha, ansuchla sanuscha. Where, Shlomo, where is your wisdom, and yet where is your foolishness at the same time? Where do we get everything from? Lo dayech shedvarech sosun divriya David avicha. Not only are your words contradicting the words of David your father, should have brachas sosin says that, but your words contradict each other. David Avicha Amar, David your father said, Lo amizmi haluka. The dead people cannot praise God, so it's better to be alive. I'm praising the dead that are already dead. But then you said that a live dog is greater than a dead lion. So I don't understand. Are you happy about people that are dead or not? So Hagi Amar. Olam yasun b'Torah mitzvos kon shiyamos. A person should always learn Torah mitzvos before he dies. Because once you die, not able to do any Torah mitzvah. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu shabbat bayin. Hakadosh Baruch Hu cannot be praised by him. Behind Rabbi Yochanan, ma'aretz b'mitzvos chavshu. What does it mean that by the dead you will be found free? Kim shemayz alden nasa chavshu min Torah mitzvos. Because once you die, you're free from all Torah mitzvah. So it's always better to be alive. It's kamar shom v'shavach and his mitzvos kvar mesu. In what way are mesim better when they're already dead? When Bnei Yisrael died, they sinned in the desert. Moshe Rabbeinu stood up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said many tefillos and many supplications in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wasn't answered. When he said, remember Avram Yitzchak and Yisrael, your servants, he was immediately answered. So doesn't it make sense now when Shlomo Melech says, I praise the dead that already died? Look, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to save them just like that. In the middle of the world, Sar Basavadam goes to Xer when a regular officer, a person whose flesh and blood makes Xer something common, something common. So you don't know if you're going to keep it or not. Even if they keep it during his lifetime, right, they're not going to keep it when he's dead. Be Lamosha, and it goes to come Xer, but Moshe, and it was goes or many Xer. It's taken common to come to me, many to come to Kaimel, same Olam, Lomi, Olam, and it stands forever. That praise the dead. Certain dead people are pretty awesome. So either number one, because it's Chos Avos. Number two, because Moshe Rabbeinu was awesome even after he died. Show me a sign that's going to be for good and allow my enemies to see it and let them be embarrassed. So what does that mean? Amar Davar Levin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roshon Machali Aloso Avon. Davar Mel said, forgive me for the sin of Bat Sheva and Uri Amel HaMachalach. You're forgiven. Show me a sign in my lifetime that I'm forgiven. I'm not going to tell you during your lifetime. I'm going to do it during your life of your son Shlomo. Built the basement of the Hakness, Aron the base Kodesh Gadashim. You want to put the Aron of the Kodesh Gadashim, Dov Shomes of his end, the gates, they closed against each other. Aron Shalma asked me about Bernardus Lunani, he said 24 different songs. But he wasn't answered. Open up the gates, open up forever, and let the Melech HaKavod and Ratu Basu Elam Ivloi. Everybody wanted to run after him and swallow him. You're calling yourself a Melech HaKavod? I'm a muse, a Melech HaKavod. They said, who is this Melech HaKavod? I'm a who? Hashem Yizuzi Gior, Hashem, the strong one and the awesome one. Still, Velo Nana, he still wasn't answered, even though he said That famous line from Tehillim Chav Dalet, "Kim Shom Hashem Elokim Al Tosha B'nei Mishrichecha." Don't return the face of your anointed, and Zochel L'Chasid David Avicha. Remember the Chasid of David, your servant. Mianana. That's when he was answered, and immediately the gates opened. Ba'os Hashah, Nefu B'nei Kol Zoni David Kishul L'Kedera. At that point, all the faces of all the enemies of David Melech, they turned like the blackened part of a pot. V'Yerukol Amachol Yisrael Shemachol Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lozavon, and everybody knew. All B'nei Zon, all the people knew that Hakadosh Baruch Hu had forgiven him for that sin. V'Lefam Rishon Loshav Hakadosh Mishrichecha K'var Meisu. Don't you see that it's better to be dead than it is to be alive? Look at David Melech. V'Hanu Dixi B'Yom Hashmini. On the eighth day, he sent away the people and they blessed the king. They went away, to their tents, happy and good of heart, and all the goodness of Hashem said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for David his servant, Yisrael Mo. They went back to their tents. They found their wives were all b'tahara, so they could be together with them. They benefited from the glory of the Shechina from the basement of Tovi Lev. Each one of their wives became pregnant and had a boy. And all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to David his servant, and that he forgiven him for that sin, Yisrael Mo. He forgave them for the sin of eating on Yom Kippur, because that year they ate on Yom Kippur to have a party for the Beis Mikdash itself. All of that is the line for Shlomo Melech. So why did Shlomo Melech then say that a live dog is better than a dead lion? David Melech said, tell me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my end, and when will the measure of my days be? Eidom HaKadolani, I want to know when I'm going to die. But those of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ron Shom Lidin Hashem Kitzi, tell me my future, what's going to happen to me in my end? Or Melo Gzeri, Himo Lefanish, Imo Dinu Kizu Shabbos Vadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Gzeri, I'm never going to tell a person when their end is going to come. Me Dizu Yamai Mahi, so when are the end of my days? Gzeri, Himo Lefanish, Imo Dinu, Me Dizu Yamai Mahi, I'm not going to tell you how many days you're going to live. Eidom HaKadolani, so tell me when I'm going to be lost. I'm going to live Shabbos almost. Okay, I'll tell you the day of the week, it's going to be Shabbos. Almost back of Shabbos, let me die on Sunday. It's already time for the Malchus of Shlomo, your son, and one Malchus cannot touch its friend, even the amount of his drink. Almost by Rosh Shabbos, so David Melech said, so let me die on Friday. One day of your life is greater to be in your chatzar than 1,000. One day in which you're sitting and learning Torah is better than 1,000 olas that Shlomo Melech is going to, your son is going to bring on top of the Mitzvah Laman of the days. So all days of Shabbos, he would sit and he would learn every single day, all day long, because he knew he might die on Shabbos. That day when he was about to die, the Malchamos stood in front of him, but he wasn't able to get to him until Lava Pasuk Megirsa, because he wouldn't stop learning. What should I do? Havale Bustana Achorei Bayesei. There was a vineyard that was right behind his house. Also, Malchamos came and climbed up the trees and shook the trees. So David Melech went out to go see it. Still learning. He was climbing up a step. And the step went out from underneath his legs. Ishtik. And he was silent for a second. And he died. Shlomo Melech sent a message to the Beis Midrash. My father just died. He's sitting in the sun. And the dogs of my father, they're all starving. So what should I do? Shlomo sent a message. First, cut up a nevela, put it in front of the dogs. Vavicha. So that you're allowed to do, even though the nevela has not been cut up before. And you could do that on Shabbos. Vavicha. Just put a piece of bread or a child in it. That's one way of scaring a child, right? And move him that way, move the dead body that way. Doesn't it make sense that a live dog is greater than Arya Mace? Because look what they were willing to do for the Kelev Achai as opposed to the Arya Mace. And regarding that shayla that you asked before, ner kuyaner, v'nishmasu shalom kuyaner, the ner is called a ner, and the neshama of a person is called a ner. Mutav tichba ner shal besav adam, minei ner shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's better to extinguish the light of besav adam because of the ner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, minei the neshama itself, so that if the person needs it, if the sick person needs it, you're allowed to do that. Rav Yudah, Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, mishmei Rav. Rav Yudah, son of Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, said the name of Rav Bikshu, chamin lignos sefer kohalos, minei shidivar sosin, says that the chamin wanted to be gonis, wanted to take away sefer kohalos because the words contradict one another. Why didn't they do so? Because the beginning starts with Divrei Torah and the end ends with Divrei Torah and Koelos. What profit does a man get from all the toil that he doesn't? Under the sun you don't get anything, but before the sun you do get something. That's referring to, I guess, if you learn Torah, Shekhar Mashamish, you're learning something that came before the sun, then everything's going to be awesome. So, Divrei Torah, Dixiv, so Tivarach on Nishma, so Kim Yoravas, Mussov Shemor, Kizekla Adam. At the end, everything is heard. You should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do the mitzvahs, because that's what everybody's all about. My Kizekla Adam, I'm Rivi Elazar, Kolo, and Kulo, Nivra, Lishol Zed. The entire world was only created for that person who learns Torah, Rivab, Arkanam, Shakul, Zek, and Kolo, and Kulo. This person is equal to the entire Torah, Shem Ben Azay, Omer, Omela, Shem Ben Zomer, Omeloni, Vikolo, and Kulo, Tavos, that the whole world was only created for this person to live. My Dvar Sosin says, what does it mean that the words are contradictions? Kiddush Halak Siv, Tov Kas Mischaik. It's better to be angry than it is to have laughter. Ksilu Socha Martim Alel. And then it says, for schok, right, I said that that's something that should be praised. And then it says, I praise simcha, ksiv l'simcha v'azo yisa. But simcha, what is this good for a person? So look, Asha, tov kas mitzchoik, tov kas shekot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'stikim b'olam hazeh, mitzchoik sh'masach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'roshem b'olam hazeh. Better is the anger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to tzadikim in this world than the schoik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to the roshem in this world. L'schoik amartim alel, z'chok sh'masach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'stikim b'olam hazeh. That's a schok that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the tzadikim b'olam hazeh. That's awesome. Shachtin is simcha. That's a simcha shel mitzvah. Simcha v'azo yisa is zuzim roshem shel mitzvah. It's good to have simcha shel mitzvah, but not the other one. Lamed chasha inchchina shor lo mitachas ve lo mitachatz ve lo mitol schoik ve lo mitol chas rosh lo mitol sicha. No. The Shechina does not rest upon a person when there's sadness or when there's laziness or when there's laughter, frivolity, or lightheadedness, not because of random talking or because of Dvarim Tehillim, wasted talking, only from Simcha Shel Mitzvah. As it says by the Nevi'im, take from me a menagin, somebody who can play music for me, a genagin menagin. As that happened, I think it was Elisha, then he got the Yad of Hashem, the Chin of Aralacha, the Ghost of Aralacha as well. There should be Simcha Shem Mitzvah, Marav, Chin Lachon Tov, so too for a good dream. And his lips are not dripping with myrrh. Techaveni should be burned. His lips are like roses. They drip with myrrh that goes through. I'll take a more over. Elamar over. There's some type of bitterness that goes through. Al-Shoshanim is people that learn. Look, Hashem, a Talmud, it depends if it's a Rebbe or if it's a Talmud, right? The Rebbe has to be somebody who has a simcha shel mitzvah, but the Talmud has to be with some type of bitterness. Both can be with the Rebbe, Lakasha, Makam, Lilviftach, Halo, Better, Lilfasach. It's before he starts learning and after he starts learning. Before he starts learning, Kiyah, the Rabbah, Makam, the Pasach, Lilu, Rabbanon, Ramelson, the Bichus. So before he started learning with the rabbis, he would say over a joke, Badakor, the Rabbanon would laugh. The Sofi, also Be'ema, so Pasach, Shemaitzah, then he would sit with fear and he'd say over the Shemaitzah, Ah, Sefer Mishl, Mishlef, Sefer Mishle, so too with Mishle, not just Kohelos, but also Mishle, Big Shulik knows they wanted to put it away. Jennifer and Sosin says it because the words contradict each of the men of Gunzu. Why then do that? Sefer Koel's Lava Yen and Yashkin and Taimo. Back Koel's, didn't we look at it? We found a reason for everything. How can I be lying? Then let's look at it. Matar and Sosin says that. What does it mean? The contradiction says, Ksivaltan, Ksil, Kivalto. Don't answer a fool according to his foolishness. Ksivane, Ksil, Kivalto. Then it says, answer a fool according to his foolishness. Called Kasha, Birjo, Milad Alma. It depends if it's Divrei Torah, Milad Alma. When it comes to Divrei Torah, there was a guy who came in front of Rebbe. I'm like, Ishcha Ishtiyu V'nacha Banai. Your wife is my wife. Your children are my children. I'm like, Tzomcha Shetish Tekoshayan. Do you want to drink the Koshayan? Shasu Paka. He drank it and he blew up and he ended up dying. So he didn't even answer him, right? That's what it means. By Divrei Torah, you don't even bother, right? So Huda also Lakamit. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not Divrei Torah. That's Mili Da'alma. Huda also Lakamit Rebbe Chia. There was a guy in front of Rebbe Chia. Said the same thing. I'm like, Imcha Ishtiyu, your mother is my wife. Atamini, you are my son. I'm like, Shetish Tekoshayan. Do you want to drink this cup of wine? Shasu Paka. He blew up. That tefillah of Rebbe Yehuda Nasi allowed that my children not become amzerim because of all those things. Rebbe Kevin Matzli, Amar Yerusham Vadecha Shem Elokeinu, Shetatzlonim Me'azim Panam Me'azim Panam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save me from Azim Panam Me'azim Panam. And therefore I said it every single day. We say it every day after our brachos, right? And that saved me from something like that. And this is what happened to this guy. Okay, so that's the shot behind it. So when it comes to Divrei Torah, Mahi, what does it mean by Divrei Torah? So Rabbi Gamliel was sitting in Nidarshan that in the future, women will give birth every single day. They'll become pregnant and they'll give birth together. This Talmud got up and he laughed. And you can't see anything new under the sun. I'll show you something like this in this world. And he showed him a chicken. So he showed, see, you can have such a thing. You can have chickens that lay eggs that very day, and they could be born very, very soon after that. So that's the idea behind it, which is that that could be by the people in the future. So when it comes to Divrei Torah, you must answer. Comes to Milad Alma, don't bother answering. Then he darshan, in the future, the trees are going to give birth to fruits every single day. There's going to be, the branches are going to be lifted, and there's going to be fruit. Just like branches happen every day, so too fruit can happen. The Talmud laughed at him. You can't have anything new under the sun. I'll show you something similar in this world. Nafak Achvi Leitzlaf showed him the caper bush has new fruits every single day. In the future, Israel is going to give out these types of cakes and even clothing off the trees themselves. Yipisas barba aretz, there's going to be something in the land. Legal levels of Talmud. This Talmud laughed at him. Nah, there's nothing new under the sun. No way that could happen. I'm going to show you something like it. He showed him mushrooms. Aklemilas nivra barkura. He showed him the bast of a palm tree that could be used as a belt. Okay, so you see, you have something like that. A person should always be humble like Hillel. He should never be upset like Shammai. So we're going to go into the story. We're not going to do it now. We're going to start it next time. So for right now, we'll stop on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis.